Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for singing with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about our president. I want to talk about President Obama. You know, over the years, folks, I have pretty much stayed with the Small Business Party. And the only time I've really commented very much about the president, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, it's pretty much been along the lines of their policies. But I want to talk about President Obama specifically now, because I mean he's caused me to feel the need to do this. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal within the last week or so by Peggy Noonan, former speechwriter for Ronald Reagan. And many of you know who she is. She's a good writer, a little bit verbose, but who am I to throw rocks, right? Anyway, she wrote a column in the Wall Street Journal, and the essence of her column was how much unease there is, and that's her term. There's a lot of unease in America today, and there are a lot of reasons why there's that unease. There's some serious challenges. There's some serious, you know, we got unemployment problems. We got a lot of issues, a lot of things that need to be fixed right now. A lot of serious problems that America has to deal with right now, and that's creating part of the unease. But one of the things that I know about America, and I think Peggy Noonan knows about America, is that we have a very an incredible way of rising above that kind of thing. And this is something that I think President Obama lacks. And I really, if I could speak to him, if he hasn't called me lately to ask my opinion about these things, but if he did, I would say, President Obama, with all due respect, sir, please start focusing on what makes America great. Please stop focusing on some of the negative stuff. And try to take stock of and focus our attention on what makes America great. And one of those things, one of the great parts of America, is our economic dynamism. And in that economic dynamism, everyone, and I mean everyone, has the ability to create opportunity for themselves and then keep what they create. This is something that is not, United States doesn't own a franchise on that concept, but we do it better than anybody else because we did it first. We've been doing it now for 220 plus years, 220 depending on, you know, maybe even before the revolution that we were doing this. So for maybe 300 years, America has had an economic dynamism where everyone has the ability to create opportunity for themselves and then keep what they create. Now, this is a concept that I think, I fear President Obama doesn't focus on as much as he should. And instead, unfortunately, if you hear his speeches, when you hear him talk, he talks about those selfish rich people. You know, flying around in jets, and as if that were a hateful thing. Well, who does he think builds those jets? Who does he think flies those jets? Who does he think fuels those jets? Who do you think makes the parts that repairs those jets? Regular Americans do. It's all part of our economic dynamism. He talks about class warfare quite a bit. He talks about the people who have and the people who don't have. Well, okay. There's some issues that we have in the United States, but you know how to solve class warfare? Our economic dynamism. His class warfare leads to victimization. He spends a lot of time focusing on victims. Also picking winners and losers in the marketplace. President Obama likes to pick winners and losers. He likes to say, I like this industry, I don't like that industry. And he's actually implemented some policies that have helped one industry and hurt another industry. But guess what? Sir, I know you're a smart guy, but you're not that smart. Nobody is that smart. The marketplace should pick winners and losers. Let the customers decide, not policymakers in Washington. Sir, neither you nor anybody in Washington is smart enough to pick winners and losers. That is a fool's errand, as my grandfather would have said. It's above your pay grade, President Obama, to pick winners and losers. When you support some industries over others, you create collateral damage that's unnatural. It's not the natural selection process that our economic dynamism is so good at dealing with. Another thing that you're doing, President Obama, is you're supporting 20th century dinosaurs. For example, unions. A union is a 20th century dinosaur. It is not a thriving enterprise. It is a dying enterprise. And when you continue to support those and push those and try to foist that model on the rest of the marketplace, it does not contribute to the free flow of our economic dynamism. One of the things that I see one of the things I like to think about is what Abraham Lincoln said in what I think it was one of his inaugural speeches. I've forgotten which one. He prayed that we could somehow appeal to the better angels of our nature. You've heard me say this before. Lincoln prayed for that. Reagan did that. President Obama, you recently, in your most recent speech, you invoked the name of Reagan. You talked about Reagan. But you were selective, and you weren't comprehensive in your invoking of his name and who he was. If you could be a little more like Reagan, you would then appeal to the better nature of our angels. I'm sorry, the better angels of our nature, and that would make us a little bit less uneasy, and that would contribute, I think, to promoting and expanding the economic dynamism of America. Mr. Obama, if you'd like to know any more about my thoughts, you know how to get me. My number is readily available. I'd love to talk to you about it. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Now can you tell
me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.